Welcome to the Thursday night broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fishermen Ministry South Carolina Thursday night service. Day into night, you can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. It's tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger, a hunger in my heart. Nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger, a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger. Turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger, nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger in my heart for more of you. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Nothing will satisfy me. Nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger in my heart for more of you. Page 45, Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. One more time. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for your goodness, for who you are and what you've done. I ask that you would bless this service, Lord. May your word go forth boldly. May you strengthen the mouths of your ministers, Lord. May we receive your word and walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. All you servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servants of the Lord.
Good evening, everybody. So I've been painting my house yet again, and it got me thinking. Yes, my house has an updated look. Yes, it looks fresh, but it's still the same house. Nothing has changed about the bones of the house. The house is still the same. It's just been whitewashed. Which took me to Matthew 23. So I'm going to read Matthew 23, verse 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. So, to me, that's a scary one, because I know that I can fall into the whitewashedness. I can fall into appearing the part while not actually being the part. So, have I accepted the Lord if I'm in the position of being whitewashed? No. If I am whited and doing all the right things and saying all the right things but don't believe the Lord in it, I don't believe the Lord. I am whitewashed belief there. So, it's one of, are you appearing changed without the transformation of the Word? And that for me is a scary question, because sometimes I can look within myself and not see a change. And become overwhelmed by that. But we know that the Word is not to be overwhelming. We know that the Word is not to bring condemnation. The Word is to bring peace and joy. And that's something that, even though we feel a certain way, we need to step out in the belief that the Lord has redeemed all those things. So even if yesterday I appeared whitewashed, today, or even, you know, that afternoon, I can hit my knees and say, Lord, I fell on my face again. Please help me. It's one of committing our services to the Lord in everything we do, and not just appearing a certain way. It's one of serving the Lord and being His, and balancing it out, to not go about to people please, or to not go about looking away or saying things in a manner where we think it should be said. Get out of the Lord's way and let Him do the work. If the Lord gives us something to say, we need to stop judging it as right or wrong. If the Lord puts it on our heart to say a thing, just say a thing. It causes more harm to not say those things the Lord has us say. So, you know, just step out in faith and trust the Lord for it.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk. Me.
You're done.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep going until I have something.
All right. Page 98. Seek ye first.
Thing that hung with me out of that was the proposition I was left with at the beginning was exactly how are we acceptable before God? And, you know, moving around the furniture in a room and not changing the contents of the room is not, you know, it's not, it has no change been enforced. The same thing with the whitewash. We keep, need to keep ever before us. That the terms of our acceptability are, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. In terms of our acceptance, our confession of our condition, and our petition to him to be merciful to us. in spite of what we deserve. And what does he say he'll do with that? He says he'll justify us. Doesn't get any better than that. That's sweet. There are a lot of religious folk that you get, it's easy to catch sounding just like that Pharisee. The more they talk, the clearer it is they have no idea who God is or what he demands. Colossians 2:6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein, with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. What does that mean? I read that, and I get covered up with warm fuzzy. I don't know if that verse has that same impact to everybody else. That means everything that is God the Father's is his. He's not missing or short anything. And it's because he followed the Father perfectly here on earth that he's now seated along the right-hand side of him in heaven, where he has regained all that he put off to become like as a sinful man. All of the characteristics of the divinity of God the Father are his. All the characteristics of the Holy Spirit are his. And that's important because that means that God's plan for the redemption of some folk worked. They're not sitting up there wringing their hands, waiting to see how this all comes out. They know. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Means you partake of all that that Jesus is the express fullness of. In whom are also the circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye have risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. I support you read that right when you read that. It's real easy to get caught up with the faith word there is about us. It's not. It's expressly the faith of the operation of God. It's God's faith and his faith in his ability to operate according to what his desire is. Not according to what ours is or what we deserve is. Or what we were feeling like last night, It's a much more sure thing. Who hath raised him from the dead? That's the big claim to fame for that operation. It raised him from the dead and gave us the Father's approval onto the salvation work that Jesus did. It was acceptable to the Father. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Literally, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That's Elizabethan for the charges were dropped for lack of evidence. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And the principalities and powers that were spoiled were sure that they had you dead to rights, and they had victimized you unto their end. But he took the handwriting of the ordinances, the charges. He took the charges and just balled them up and threw them away. All right, so the text says he blotted them out. The throwing away came later. I mean, what would you do with some ink blots on a piece of paper? Come on. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. What was the triumph? He delivered you before the Father, blameless. Far from what the world had designed for you. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and worshiping of angels and intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of this world, why, as though living in this world, are ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. These are things that they have no more rule over you. Don't be subject to them anymore. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship in humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. And then it goes into the next, which is my most probably off-quoted couple of verses. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. What you were just describing there, that's stuff that's down here. And it's meant to be roadblocks and stuff the enemy throws in your way to keep you from finding out the truth about how good the Lord is and what stuff he's designed for you. where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on these things above, not on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Doesn't get any better than that. That's the only place I'm alive, is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That's one of those great promises to those who set their affection on things that are above and don't get sidetracked by the simple stuff. It's just another thing here on earth. Just another thing.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. Foolishness, I know, but when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is not the book I want. Well, we've been talking about a lot of cool stuff here lately, haven't we? I mean, over the last few services. I mean, we've talked about some encouraging things. Talked about David. Talked about stepping out in faith. Talking about how the Lord has delivered good things to us. And He really, truly has. And how we can trust Him. And we found that He is trustworthy. And we've seen it happen in our lives. We've seen Him work a wonder in our heart. We've seen Him turn those messed up situations, turn them right side up. Amen? So as we talk about moving forward in Him, let's not draw back. Okay? Let's not draw back. I mean, one of the great things is, and a lot of times what happens, and you can see it time and time again, and we need this refreshing on a constant basis because we're out, we are how we are. But let's not draw back. I mean, we go to the minister's convention, and we get all excited. We come back, check us out in 3 months. We come in here all droopy. Woe is me. It's so hard. And all these things are just lies from the enemy. I mean, it's just, that's all it is. It's kind of like being under the circumstance or over the circumstance. Now, Paul is reading out of Colossians a little bit there. And I'm going to turn there. Probably was just easier to grab my phone. And it really is at this point. Which is back here again. But praise the Lord. Now in Colossians, these things that it says here, let's take a look at chapter 3 for an example. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, that is something, that's an action for us to take. Now, we've talked about how the Lord has given us freedom from this old man. We've talked about the victory of the Lord. We've seen the examples of the victory in our life. We've seen the examples of the victory in the Old Testament. We have these examples. So for us to set our affections on things that are above is a choice that we make. And it's kind of looking at that situation, whatever the case may be, whether it be Joshua and Caleb, whether it be David, whether it be whatever the case may be. And they say, just like Caleb, hey, 9 years old, God gave me that mountain. I'm going to go take that mountain because God gave it to me. It's kind of like us turning around saying, no, the Lord's given us freedom. And I am going to go grab a hold of that freedom. It is when we set our affections on things above that we make a diligent choice and we don't give a crap how we feel. We don't care what the situation looks like. No, we're going to choose to believe God no matter what is going on. We're going to choose to believe Him. No matter how much our flesh is yelling at us, no matter how the situation looks, it doesn't matter. We are going to choose to believe God. We are going to set our affections to serve Him. No matter what. And we're not going to believe that lie. We're not going to believe the garbage that is trying to feed us. Okay? And if that does not, I mean, let's put it this way. The breakthrough is right there. And the thing that has to happen with us is that we gotta want it. What does the scripture say? Scripture says, that we must what? Believe God and that He is a what? Rewarder of those that diligently seek Him? Okay, do we want Him more than anything else? Alright, do we want to know Him more than anything else? See, the problem lies not with Him. The problem lies not in the situation. The problem lies not in what is given to us to do. None of that. That is not the problem. The problem is, do we really want to diligently seek God? Do we really want that freedom? Do we really want to serve Him? Okay? Because we've seen His hand move in our lives. Have we not? We've seen it. We know His word is true. We've seen that too. So the problem does not lie on Him. It lies upon us. What do we want to do? What are we after? Are we making Him first in our lives? Are we really choosing to believe Him over all the things that are coming against us? Are we really after something else? To please our own selves and to do our own thing. See, that really is where it's at. That's really where it lies. And all we have to do, if we have not been about Him, if we have not been diligently seeking Him, if we've been after our own things and not setting our affection upon Him, then why do we expect that anything is going to change within us or around us? We're really fooling ourselves. We're really fooling ourselves if we think that's going to be the case. Because who are the signs for? The signs for are the unbelievers and the believers. But the Lord is not going to honor unbelief and disobedience. Why would He do that? Why would He do that? Because if He yet did that, you would just continue down that same path and you find yourself in front of Him saying, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. Now, I don't know about you, but that is not where I want to be. And quite frankly, I want the situation around me in the present time to change. Because usually it's really not a fun situation. It really sucks a lot of times, doesn't it? But see, if we could just step up, we can repent from that. Like I said, if you find yourself in that place, you know what? Turn around. Redirect. Set your affections on things that are above, not on things on this earth. Man, that is a simple choice. Say, Lord, forgive me for making it something that I shouldn't have been making it about. Forgive me for making it about me, Lord. When it's all about You, Lord. It's all about You. And what does the Scripture say? He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins if we confess them, doesn't it? Right there in 1 John, read it for yourself. That's what His Word says. I mean, I don't know about you, but that is an awesome thing. And that means when I found myself, and quite frankly, I find myself in that position way too far off than I like, that I can turn around. And guess what? He's right there. He's never moved. And when I come to the conclusion, I'm like, Lord, where are You? He's like, I've been here the whole time, Phil. You're right. I was looking for You over there when You've been right there the whole time. I know where to see You. We know where to find Him. We do. We know the things that are not of God. Do we dwell on those or do we set our affection on things that are above? Now, I'm going to continue on a little bit. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Why? Because He's sitting up there on the right hand of God. And if we be in Him, we are in the same place. And that opportunity, He paid the price on the cross for, so that you can sit there with Him up there. I don't know about you, but let's take that son of a gun. Let's take that gift. Let's grab hold of it. Let's not let it go. Amen. See, that's a choice. That's a choice, and I'm glad He's given me that choice. I'm glad He's given me that gift. Let's not look upon all this other stuff. Let's not make any more excuses why we can or we cannot, because God can, and He's well able, and He can. It's yes with Him. Amen? So let's not agree with that old dirt bag who's trying to tell us the lies that we can't. Because he died for us so that we can. Let's grab a hold of that gift. Let's not let it go. And opportunities all around you. I mean, we have been given suggestion after suggestion through our situations, whatever the case may be. We have gotten advice from the Lord. We've been given His direction, His Spirit, His love. We've been given all those things. All of them. Let's go grab it. Let's not let it go. Let us take it and hold it close to our heart. When Joshua and Caleb spied out the land, they didn't see what the others saw. The others saw men of war, giants, a big walled city, and doom and destruction if they went in there and tried to take the promise. They didn't even see the promise. They just seen doomsday. But Joshua and Caleb, when they looked, man, they said, that is an awesome land. That is good for our taking, man. The Lord's given us that. I can't wait. Let's go get it. Let's go get it right now. Not in presumption, according to His promise. Which one are you going to be? I tell you what. I want to be like Joshua and Caleb that says, I want the promise. And if you want the promise, you will have the promise. What does he say? Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. That's what the word says. My flesh wants to tell me otherwise, but that's bullshit. Crap. It's a lie. So what am I going to believe? That old sucker is trying to lie to me or his word? I'm going to believe his word because his word is true. This old man's a liar. I listened to that thing for years. Man, that's really going to feel good. This is going to be awesome. I almost died. It wasn't awesome. Scared the crap out of me. Let's take hold of that promise. Let's not let it go. Let's go forward in Him. Let's set our affection on things above. Let's change our perspective about God. Let's change our perspective about the situations. Let's put our eyes on Him and what He has done, what He has given us, and the freedom and the liberty that we can walk in. And that victory that's been well handed to each and every single one of us. Let's grab a hold of that and walk forward and run forward in it. Amen. As one that has won the battle, not defeated. Because you are not defeated in Christ. You are victorious in Christ. You are not a loser in Christ. You are a winner in Christ. Why? Because He already won the battle. So let's grab a hold of that and let's run with it. Amen? I'm done.
Through you the mute will sing, through you the dead will raise, through you our hearts will praise, through you the darkness flee, through you my heart screams I am free, yes I am free. Oh, I'm free to run. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to dance. I am free to live for. one. Through you I'm not afraid. Through you the price is paid. Through you this victory. Because of you my heart seems I am free. Yes, I am free. Oh, I'm free to run. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free to live for you. I am free. Yes, I am free. Oh, I'm free to run. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free. Yes, I am free.
Go forth into the ripened field, for they are white unto harvest. The time of reaping is at hand, for the souls of men to be gathered in. For what was sown in tears will now be reaped with joy. The word of the Lord shall not return void. Cast out your nets, ye fishers of men. Through the power of the Spirit, revival begins. Go forth into the ripened field, for they are white unto harvest. The time of reaping is at hand, for the souls of men to be gathered in. For what was sown in tears will now be reaped with joy. The word of the Lord shall not return void. Cast out your nets, ye fishers of men. Through the power of the Spirit, revival begins. Go forth into the ripened fields. For they are white unto harvest. The time of reaping is at hand, for the souls of men to be gathered in. For what was sown in tears will now be reaped with joy. The word of the Lord shall not return void. Cast out your nets, ye fishers of men. Through the power of the Spirit, revival begins.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.